I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We just touched on, Eric, a little bit about, you know, before we start something new, we have to end well. And there's sometimes a time between an ending and a new beginning. Say a bit about that between time.
Yeah, I think the in-between time is often the most awkward. Again, especially because our culture doesn't really teach us to be in those in-between fallow spaces really well. It can be a time where it feels like nothing's happening and we're so used to accomplishing things or things moving forward that it can be hard to put ourselves in that in-between time and really be present in it. I think it's a time where we often ask, did I make a mistake? Is something wrong? Did I mess up by moving here or taking this job offer? And I think we really need to be mindful that just because something feels disorienting or distressing, it doesn't mean like we need to go somewhere else. That's a really typical emotion to feel in an in-between time. And then to really push through that time to get to the other side, but to be willing to be present in it, to not like quit our jobs in the middle of it because we're in transition.
Is pushing through something that we want to do within community? Are there some practical ways that we can, in fact, you know, not give up and question everything that we've done so far?
Yeah, I think that's so key. I'm so glad you bring that up. I don't know how we do this alone. And I think it's really challenging right after college when we are kind of reestablishing ourselves in community, maybe, finding new community for the first time or reworking ourselves into a fabric of a former community if we move back home. But I think that we cannot do it alone. And for many of our alums, it's kind of reaching back maybe into a former community with one hand while we also reach into that new community, even though we don't feel very comfortable yet. And we're kind of willing to be okay with like kind of be comfortable with uncomfortable for a time because those are the people God's put in our path in that new space. And I don't know how we do it alone. And I do know for many of our students, I think about a student who moved to Boston and, I mean, a real gregarious student. He, you know, made friends so easily in undergrad and really struggled to make friends in his new location, didn't know a single person. And, I think a big part of that year for him, he would say, was just deepening his relationship with God, that it was like, I'm going to either sink or swim here. And I know the communing with the Lord was so important during that time. And I hear that story again and again of the relationship with God growing closer because the community is harder to find right after college.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.